everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and other research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Loki Season 2?
We've seen the trailer.
Yes.
And we're here to answer the question that it's on everyone's lips.
Okay.
In one frame of the trailer, that's
okay.
Something that I've maybe been talking about off air a little bit.
Yeah, here it is.
A smidgen.
Just a little smidgen. Yeah.
They go to.
He launched right into.
I was expecting a little bit, maybe, I don't know, 10 minutes of preamble.
No.
Season 2 of Loki's coming out early October. Jonathan Majors is still in it, but.
Anyway, the real question on everyone's lips.
One frame of this trailer. They're at a movie theater and it says Zaniac.
Yeah, it does.
And everyone's like, who the fuck? Not in the trailer.
No,
the trailer doesn't acknowledge it.
Joel, dude, me and Zaman pass us by like it's nothing.
It's just. I was like, Zaniac. It made me think of Brainiac, the DC villain.
Joel Dusha had stamped onto his brain.
It's like, I wonder if
like
that's
someone
a reference.
Branding a cow. Zaniac!
Yeah, who is Zaniac?
And I said, rewind the trailer!
Lo and behold, here we are.
So, Zaniac.
Yeah.
Yes.
Important character.
How many appearances has Zaniac
Four.
Had?
Okay.
All of them in the Thor comic, which is where Loki's
that's
from.
Relevant.
I'm just gonna have a very quick.
Do your own research about Zaniac.
I'm gonna look at comic appearances of a Marvel hero called D-Man and see if it is more than four.
Okay.
So Zaniac appears in Thor issue 319. First appearance of Zaniac.
Okay.
Zaniac craves blood is what it says on the cover of that one. And you're like, what's that got to do with Loki? They can't possibly bring Zodiac into this.
Zodiac killer? Loki's going to stop the Zodiac killer.
Well, it's actually funny you mentioned the Zodiac killer because in the Marvel universe, in Earth 616, the Zaniac was also Jack the Ripper.
Whoa!
Who is in many ways like ye old England Zodiac.
Yeah, that is true. He did leave messages and such.
And then... the Zaniac is sadly defeated for 50 issues.
Okay.
Then the Zaniac comes back! And you know who else appears in issue 371, which is the second appearance of the Zaniac?
Who's
the TVA. It's their first appearance.
Right.
And it has an awesome cover where I think the TVA drive a motorbike that has traffic lights on the front of it and they wear what looks like the old Iron Man suit. But it's America colored.
It looks like the old Iron Man suit if a founding father made it.
Yeah.
If you were driving a car that has the traffic lights on it is the most irresponsible thing you could do on the road. Surely.
I would recommend listeners look up the cover of issue 371 of Thor Volume 1.
Okay.
Because there's a lot going on. It's the one I showed you,
Jackson.
It is
good. It is good.
It looks like the Creeper from DC a little bit.
There's a big face of Thor. Mm-hmm. That is covered by a motor, it's a hover bike, shooting missiles, with traffic lights in the front. It says, peace comes to town. There's a lot going on.
And that's the TVA.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. They look much cooler there than in the show. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out what Zaniac does in this.
D-Man, I think, has appeared 97 times.
Okay.
Just as a little bit of a, hey, why not? Yeah, while we're here, let's talk about a Z-list character. You got shot by Sharon Carter, but don't worry because you got resurrected by a boy wishing to summon a demon. His weaknesses include those similar to a vampire. I don't know what happened to D-Man.
Isn't D-Man the guy what dresses up like Daredevil?
And Wolverine. Daredevil with Wolverine mask,
is he the devil?
I don't know.
Okay.
More Zaniac lore.
Okay.
Zaniac was originally an alias by the serial killer Brad Wolf.
Okay.
But then through some sort of freak accident, he gets possessed by the actual Zaniac.
Okay.
So he's like, I'm the Zaniac.
And then they're like, oh, and then he is the Zaniac.
And then he is the Zaniac. And then sadly he does get killed.
Is that the third appearance of the Zaniac?
Well, the...
So there's been several Zaniacs.
There's been one Zaniac. It's Brad Wolf,
who
sadly has died.
Is he the Zaniac because he's a zany maniac?
I guess so. This is what Brad Wolf looks like, and I hope that he's in Loki season 2.
Whoa! Okay. He looks awesome. Mm.
He looks like a serial killer.
He does look like a serial killer.
Yeah. My tip to you is... Whoa! So Zaniac from Earth 616... Zaniac from Earth 616 sadly does die.
Are you possessed by the Zaniac
yeah,
right now?
I've got Zaniac mania.
Okay.
Well, yeah, everybody's talking about it.
It's on everybody's lips. It's true.
Yep. Zaniac from Earth 616 sadly dies in issue 371 of Thor.
Yeah.
But then, don't you worry. Because...
Thank God.
Because Zaniac from...
Zaniac's back?
Yeah. No, Zaniac's back in the very next issue, but it's actually from a different Earth.
Wait, what is Zaniac?
Zaniac is, and I know everyone's asking.
Yeah. I guess not.
So yeah.
I suppose I wasn't.
Zaniac from Earth 616 is replaced with Zaniac from Earth 823019.
Has not told me who Zaniac is.
I'll tell
Zaniac
you who Zaniac is.
He's replaced by a different Zaniac.
Zaniac is an entity.
Okay.
Which was a swarm of demonic parasitic creatures that originated from the dark dimension.
Okay.
The entity would possess a host and cause them to develop an overwhelming bloodlust, and this is a weird one, and a desire to kill women.
Okay.
It's tied to Dumamu.
Question, human women or just a female
girl dog?
So it's like, yeah.
Wait, yeah. Who's Zaniac going after and also why? And also, what?
so many questions. Is it like, wow, is it going to be...
It's simple. So what happens is Brad Wolf is an actor. And he's working on a slasher film.
Right.
And he gets possessed by the Zaniac, who then starts making him act out the slasher film in real life.
Okay.
It's like a Stab Scream situation.
Okay.
Except 10 years before Scream. Scream directly influenced by the Zaniac saga.
I think that's fair to say. Yeah. What's the final appearance of Zaniac?
It's coming.
It's coming. You still get through. Yeah, Loki season 2, clearly. Yeah. That'll be the
All right. So when do you think Zaniac? Why am I leading in? When do you think Zaniac will appear?
I don't know if you were just listening, but Brad Wolf is an actor that was filming a film,
okay.
And we saw the appearance of Zaniac on a movie theater. So I reckon there's a Zaniac movie,
so
Loki has to solve. Because it also involves the TVA.
Solve the movie.
Got to solve the murder.
So you is that?
I think there will be a Zaniac episode.
Okay. Okay. I was like, is it an episode? Is it the odd, like,
no,
is it the
through
line?
It's just one episode.
Okay.
But it's the best one.
Does the whole season.
It's a fan favorite.
Does it grind to a halt and we ignore all of the time stuff?
Do you remember
Loki
season 1?
Yeah.
Every episode was sort of case of the week. They went into different timelines and had to sort out what the fuck was going on. In this timeline, what the fuck's going on at the movies?
And they had to go to different timelines because. No.
So it's
Zaniac episode, baby, lock it in.
Okay, it's gonna be
Zaniac. So are we gonna get a Brad Wolf or Zaniac?
Yeah. Well, it'll be Brad Wolf possessed by Zaniac.
So that opening shot, that one frame we saw in the trailer where they walk past.
That's a whole episode.
They walk past it, because it was just on the side of the theater in like a Broadway. They walk past that and Loki's like, do you wanna see a film? And then they're all of a sudden caught up in the
what if
Zaniac
it is
mystery.
Similar to so Loki is very like, what if Doctor Who but Marvel mixed with a bit of Bioshock? Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what if there was like Zaniac? Maybe what if Zaniac is the through line?
One episode sounds crazy, but eight episodes, we're leading into the Zaniac episode.
Zaniac fever is catching.
Look, if you can't get out of it, get into it. there's a Zaniac film, whatever. Maybe we just get Brad Wolf.
Okay,
a sort of like little sniveling.
If we get Brad Wolf in this, I will shit.
Yeah, I know.
So you get Brad Wolf.
I'm a big Zaniac guy.
I know, you're a Zaniac head. Yeah, I know.
I've been there since the origins of being a Zaniac guy.
Yeah, it was about 15 minutes ago.
So
Zaniac!
Yeah. So we get like, you know, it's in the background, right?
Yeah, sure.
So Zaniac, that kind of stuff. Maybe there's some Muiders.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And like how oh, the Zaniac was Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
So what if we get like a Jack the Ripper kind of episode? What if we go back to ye olde England?
They do go back to what seems like an old world's fair.
Mm. And they need to reclaim Zaniac as a threat to Thor, because his last appearance was in 1996, where he appeared in Thor the Legend Annual, where he was in a short story called The Lamest Foes of Thor.
Oh, so it's four appearances and one was the lamest villains of Thor. Okay, all right. Okay.
So how are they going to do... You're the big Zaniac guy.
Yeah, huge Zaniac guy.
So the plot they set up at the end of Loki Season 1 was that Kang...
Oh, if you want to get into that part of the thing...
Well, I just want to know how they're going to transition from the Kang
simple.
Story...
Loki's going to... Because he's time fucked or whatever they call it. He will literally, I reckon at the start, he'll wander around and be like, whoa, Kang. And then he'll be like, bloop, out of that universe, back into the real one.
Yeah, no, but then how is the narrative going to shift from, I need to stop Kang, to I need to solve the Zaniac mystery?
It'll be Zaniac from Earth. It'll be the second Zaniac from the third, the last ever appearance of Zaniac in the comics prior to his appearance in The Lamest Foes of Thor.
Yeah, okay.
So the Earth 89 10. So that Zaniac will have possessed Brad Wolf, and they'll be like, oh my god, that Zaniac's got the same time fuckedness as Loki.
Oh, okay.
And he's angry and he hates him.
Could it be, because it's like, hey, because when they go to the TVA archivist, and it's like, has this happened before?
He's like, yes.
Yep. To Zaniac.
To Zaniac, you know, it's like, has this happened before? Yeah, you know, can you fix this? No. And so what if Zaniac lent in? And he's like going around, you know, history.
Oh!
Murdering people.
Committing murders.
Yeah. I'm hearing a lot of feedback from the audience being like, putting Zaniac on the movie theater is simply just a reference to the origin of Zaniac because it's tied to a movie and because that's the first appearance in comics of the TVA.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's important to the series of Loki. And I'm saying, shut the fuck up. There's going to be a Zaniac episode.
It's not Loki 2, colon.
Zaniac.
Zaniac, exactly. Yeah.
Not even Zania. Zaniac,
I've got Zania.
Quantum Zania.
Would be a better movie.
Yeah.
If Ant-Man had to go small to fight individual Zaniac parasites.
Yeah, that would have been. Same.
Brad Wolf's a guy, though.
Yeah.
He's just a freak.
He's full of the swarm.
Okay. Yeah.
Is he related to the swarm? The guy that's Nazi bees?
He's not related to... Don't be ridiculous.
Okay, sorry. Sorry to even ask.
That was foolish.
Foolish.
So,
foolish. People are screaming for a Zaniac history lesson. I'll give it to you.
Did we not get one?
No, because I didn't give you, like, the history. I gave you the history of Brad Wolf, not of Zaniac.
That's true. Sure. That's on us.
In the late 19th century, Dormammu, the king of the dark dimension, sent the entity Zaniac to Earth to possess an unwitting victim to act as his agent.
Okay.
The creature found and possessed a hunchback named Tom, who was resentful of...
Tom?
Like Tom.
That is a good hunchback name, Tom.
Tom Malverney?
Okay, Tom Malverney.
Like what, Quasimodo?
Yeah, Tom.
Tom Malverne, or Malverney, who was resentful at the world for the way it treated him. Yeah. He then went on a murder spree, became known as Jack the Ripper.
Wait, what?
So Tom.
Tom is
Jack the Ripper, which was the first time that Zaniac came to Earth.
Jack the Ripper was a pissed off hunchback, says Marvel. Okay, cool.
Tom Malverne, who... Why? Codename Captain Jack, nicknames Captain Stabby Pants. I don't think I want to read this.
Captain Stabby Pants?
Can I ask you a question, Dusha?
Is Jack the Ripper going to be in this? Yeah,
no,
I'm thinking maybe.
That's not my question. My question. But yeah, I think he is too.
I was going to ask, do you think that this is because Zaniac is an agent of Dormammu, right? So is Dormammu going to be the sort of bigger bad, or is Zaniac sort of acting independently?
Or perhaps, because if Dormammu is involved, does this mean we finally get the on-screen reappearance of Klee?
Klee!
Klee's back!
A Klee-meo! That's like Marvel, the MCU audience, they've been starved of Klee.
Yeah.
Klee went into that hole, and they were like...
There was a collective, where'd she go? What's going on?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 was great. Where's Klee?
Great movie, dickhead. Show me Klee.
Ant-Man and Quantumania. Where's Klee?
I want Ant-Man and Klee-tumania.
Oh, that's great. Ant-Man went literally gone to a hole. I guess he's going to go find Klee. Yeah. Oh, I watched the movie.
No Klee.
Bad film.
I'm going to kill James Gunn.
He didn't direct Ant-Man. What did he go? I will get him.
The new Zodiac Killer is going to be inspired by Klee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But here's where Zaniac gets a bit more interesting, which is what I spoke about a little bit.
In the
modern era, the entity possessed actor Brad Wolf. Yep. We've heard about him.
We know of him. We know of him now.
Yeah. Favorite.
While he filmed a slasher movie at the University of Chicago, the site of the early experiments for the Manhattan Project.
Oh, Oppenheimer tie-in.
Well, bombs are big right now.
Bombs are huge.
Wolf was dressed as the film's villain, the Zaniac, when he was caught in a nuclear explosion caused by the pyrotechnic mishap that ignited the residual radiation. The blast gave Wolf superhuman strength and the ability to create knives out of pure energy.
I love when bombs give me the power of knives.
Is this separate to Zaniac?
Yeah, driven insane by the entity, Wolf began to act out the film's script and kidnapped Shauna Lind, friend of Thor's alter ego, Dr. Donald Blake. Thor managed to rescue Shauna from Wolf, but he escaped. Intent on acting out the film's climax, the mass murder of a woman shelter. That's fucked up.
That's fucked up, Zaniac. Zaniac's a fucked up guy.
Thor arrived.
From Wolf sounds like caveman.
We got attacked by a big dog.
Save from Wolf, though.
We save from Wolf.
Thor arrived moments before Wolf could kill the women. Enraged, Wolf unleashed a barrage of knives at Thor, who used his hammer to deflect them back at Wolf, knocking him off a rooftop.
Right. Wolf had knife. I hammer. Say from
hammer
Wolf.
Beat knife.
And,
from
and
Wolf.
Then, so you're like, oh, okay. Zaniac's finally
Thank
in prison.
God.
Yeah, but then Thug Thatcher breaks Zaniac
thug
out of him.
Thug Thatcher?
Like as in Margaret? Margaret Thatcher, who is a thug?
Thug Thatcher? No, it's Andrew. Whoa! Okay, I'm a Zaniac guy.
Maybe you're a Thug Thatcher guy.
No, Jackson's going to be a Thug Thatcher guy.
Show me Thug Thatcher.
Yeah. Hell yeah!
Thug Thatcher looks like if a slug came to life and made pornos.
Yeah.
What? Became a guy and made pornos. Slugs are already alive. I know this. Don't worry. Don't think I don't.
I'll find out.
I love episodes where we learn.
Yeah, me too.
Thug Thatcher, his real name is Andrew Thatcher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Appears in comic books 5 times. That's more than the Zaniac.
Okay.
Thug Thatcher cameo.
Yeah, the Thug Thatcher.
Well, yeah, because Thug Thatcher's tied into Zaniac's story.
Yeah, they're intricately linked.
Thug Thatcher breaks out Zaniac of a mental asylum months later by sneaking him a nose plug, gassing the prison, and removing Zaniac by helicopter.
Isn't Zaniac, can't he make knives from thin air? Couldn't escape?
Plug his nose with a knife.
Yeah.
And this is where it's going to be hard to tie this one for one because,
as
we all know,
it is going to be tricky.
Yeah.
And then tries to convince Zaniac to kill Thor's ex-girlfriend, Jane Foster. But as we all know, she's already in Valhalla.
Yeah, that's true. She's in heaven now.
Instead, Zaniac murdered Thatcher's associate, Ruby, creating a knife with his newly freed hands, and then was killed by a gunshot from Thatcher's henchman.
Okay, so he was shot in the back of the head. The Zaniac disappeared back into the
ether,
I guess, to possess someone new down the track.
Vermin then burst out of Wolf's body.
Who's Vermin?
No,
Vermin, like rats.
Yeah, but they're the...
Vermin is a guy, I think. Spider-Man filled from memory.
This is the guy, this is actual Vermin.
Okay.
Like as in like the entity that possessed him burst out of his body.
Okay,
all
right.
Okay. And then the Vermin tried to bite Thatcher, but Thor and Justice Peace, who traveled back in time.
Okay. Earth. Tying back in.
Okay.
So Earth.
Time shenanigans.
Earth 823019 is an alternate reality caused by, like, Zaniac. Mm-hmm. So it's the same guy.
Oh, okay. Just
but
from
it's like him won.
Okay.
So,
from a bad future.
So what if Zaniac won?
Yeah.
So Zaniac wins.
Yep.
But then Thor and Justice Peace, who I think works for the TVA, which is probably the guy on the motorbike, who probably is also in Loki season two.
I would say so, yeah.
Travels back in time, stops Thatcher from being bit by the Zaniac.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, our guy's probably become the same guy, Jackson. You know how you're a Thug Thatcher guy.
Thug Thatcher gets the Zaniac off him.
And that becomes Zaniac 823019.
Sorry, Thug Thatcher could be a good, like, sleazy producer.
Of Zaniac. True. I do love Thug Thatcher, but I also like the name Thug Catcher. That's good, too.
Thug Catcher. Well, that's what the good guy version would be called. Yeah.
That is true. Okay. Well,
whoa! Right. Thatcher with the Zaniac looks crazy, like a man Hulk.
He looks awesome. He does look like a man Hulk.
Because Hulk is a man, but no, I get that's it. It's a man Hulk.
Yeah, Hulk is. That's if a man became Hulk. That's a man Hulk.
Yeah. Okay.
Who's gonna play Zaniac? Do you think?
Brad Wolf. I reckon. Yeah. As like a bit of a nod and a wink to a movie that was influenced heavily by the Zaniac saga.
Yeah.
I think you bring in Matthew Lillard.
Oh, okay. He can do it, I think.
Okay, well, yeah, right. Sure, why not?
Been a while since we've had Matthew Lillard on the big screen.
Alternatively, because it's going to be obviously Zaniac will be a big bad in this series, bring in Luke Wilson.
A Wilson off.
Or Andrew Wilson if he wants to come back to acting.
He
hasn't been in movies much, maybe ever since Bottle Rocket and Rushmore, but now it's his time to come back.
Is he the one that was... I was learning recently about a comedy Mormon basketball movie called Church Ball that I think he was in.
Oh. Was that the one that was also in Idiocracy?
No, that's Luke Wilson.
That's Luke. No, because there's a cameo by...
Possibly.
Well, if it's his brother and it wasn't Owen.
It wasn't Owen. He's a cameo in, like, the big monster... truck derby fight.
Maybe. Thing. Yeah, probably it was then. Mm. Yeah, he's the sort of third Wilson, does what he can.
Oh my God,
I
was
sort of, you know.
So, he plays Beef Supreme in Idiocracy.
Yeah, okay.
He's also in Whip It.
Who is he in Church Ball?
Is that a real
film? He's Dennis Buxted in Church Ball, which came out the same year as Idiocracy.
Church Ball, it was a movie made by a Mormon production company that really tried to get Mormon comedies off the ground and then failed miserably in like 2015 or something.
Safe Pedro, is he Mormon?
John Hader.
He could be Mormon. He's got Mormon energy, which is maybe a mean thing to say. I don't know if you
Church
want or
Ball's
don't want Mormon energy.
Confusing because the car, like Gary Coldman, Clint Howard, and Fred Willard are the leads.
Yeah,
in it.
And apparently any Fred Willard scene is really long because he was improvising and they just kept it all in. Like they're way too long because they were like, "You're funny," and didn't know how to edit their movie.
He is funny.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Rest in peace. So do you think they're going to drop the sort of Kang plot entirely, JD?
No.
Okay.
He'll still be the overarching guy. I reckon that I wouldn't be shocked if they put the new casting in the end of Loki season two.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is funny because if you treat it like a reveal, you're making a pretty serious lie.
Yeah, it's classic Marvel. Absolutely.
So are they like, oh, we're recasting.
Well, I read it somewhere that I don't trust, and Jackson also said it out loud, so
definitely
do I believe
trust.
It? No. Has Jonathan Majors
I write it on Twitter. Recast. I think Dusha read it on our Discord.
I believe it's called X Sorry, or I 10. Read it on... I don't know how you meant to say it out loud.
Wait, are you meant to say it 10?
I don't know.
I read it on 10.
It's X.
But it's the wrong numeral for 10.
Yeah, I read it on 10, dude. Yeah. I read it on Roman 10, the new social media app for teens.
I love Roman 10.
Me too, dude. That's where I get all of my news and NFTs.
Gotta love them 8 pics.
Yeah, dude.
It reminds me of this sweet meme I found. I'll show it to you after the episode.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I love apes.
All right, I'm checking on ScreenRant.com, who is relatively trustworthy.
Fairly legitimate. Mm-hmm. What they say. They say nothing.
Yeah, they're saying recent assault allegations have raised doubts about Major's future in the MCU, but there has been no word on recasting or changing the focus away from Kang, and that article was published 16 hours ago at the time of recording.
Okay, so it's going
to say... X lied to you, and maybe our Discord lied to me, but I didn't believe it when I read it. If you're the listener that said that, sorry... Yeah. I'm never going to get legitimate news source from anything
from our Discord specifically
attached to our network.
Yeah.
Sorry, the Sandspans Radio Network.
Yeah. What else? Legitimate as hell.
What else? If Markiplier told me, I'm all ears.
I'll believe anything that guy says.
Yeah.
So handsome.
He's so handsome.
He's very handsome. Believe anything a handsome person says.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. Like
that's probably why our listeners don't listen to us.
Yuck.
Ew.
They had potential 10 years ago, but as they've continued to just focus on podcasting, all of it's...
Every element of their deal has gotten sloppier.
Yeah.
Some people say. From their content to their bodies.
Yeah. Okay, I guess you podcast so you can, have a lot of free time to, work on yourself.
I got a lot of free time to not do that. And also not a lot of free time.
Any free time I do have, I just take lying in the sun or having a bath.
And then maybe I have an idea to start another worse podcast. Yeah, I do that and then don't release it because it's bad.
Yeah. Sometimes I roll face down in the ground and breathe in the grass scent. It's nice.
Yeah, like what a bug must smell.
Yeah.
I'll pretend I'm a cow.
I go for a walk, buy a sandwich, one that's bad for me.
Yeah. In my free time, I get lost in supermarkets.
Yeah.
Where am I?
I don't remember seeing this bread aisle before.
Is this the same bread aisle as I was in earlier?
Surely not.
Excuse me, sir, how many bread aisles does this supermarket have?
Two.
I don't work here. What?
Where am I? I must have accidentally gone into a different dimension where this guy doesn't work here.
Then I look at my watch. Oh, well, that's my free time done.
Sir, this is a very small bag of delight. Please leave.
There's so much bread here.
Anyway, could I please have a cheesy mud scroll and a blueberry danish?
I have to go to work.
What's the fattiest bread?
You got a bread that'll give me a fucking heart attack?
Excuse me, sirs. Do you sell sticks of butter with your bread?
Yeah. I want to eat bread and butter.
Lots of it.
I think that the peasants had it right.
Bread and butter, comma, lots.
Listen to the 48 Hours podcast for shocking murder cases and compelling real-life dramas from one of television's most watched true crime shows. Go behind the scenes of each episode with award-winning CBS News correspondents and producers in Postmortem, a weekly deep dive. Listen to 48 Hours wherever you get your podcasts.
Inspired by the life of the savvy and ambitious Colombian businesswoman Griselda Blanco comes a new Netflix original limited series. Griselda tells the story of a devoted mother who, with her lethal blend of charm and relentless savagery, creates one of the most powerful cartels in history. Witness Sofia Vergara's captivating transformation into the godmother of the underworld. Griselda, streaming January 25th, only on Netflix.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So recent allegations, I guess, against Jonathan Majors. There was sort of like went to court and everyone was like, "Oh, she's fine."
Well, here's the thing: when it comes to stuff like that, one sometimes bad things people do are hard to prove in court.
Because civil court and criminal court, different things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Big time.
A good example of this is the recent Amber Heard Johnny Depp case. Because Johnny Depp lost a defamation case, so it wasn't about whether or not he hit Amber Heard.
Yeah.
But the case was that the son said he did hit Amber Heard, and then he lost that, which means in the eyes of the court, he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then the other case was like a bunch of other stuff. But it was never actually like you're on trial for assault.
No, yeah, absolutely. So it's always like you could...
Because that's the thing with courts, because you've got to like be like, okay... This person is all piece of shit, but you got to like figure out how to
prosecute against.
Yeah, piece of shit, but he's done nothing illegal.
Yeah. Prove. Or we have no evidence of it. So.
Yeah.
Nobody filmed it because these are the kinds of things you don't film. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
how do you say?
Again, he's let off, and then everybody in the internet is like, "Yes, Kang's back." It's one of the easiest characters to recast as well, like
they probably do regret that post credit scene of Ant-Man showing that every Kang did look like Jonathan Majors, but
who saw that film? Who remembers that?
Not that many people.
Yeah,
in fact, I think that post credit scene was
yeah
not Was it Ant? Was it definitely an Ant-Man? Because yeah. Ant-Man had the Loki tease at the end. Oh, there was two post-credit scenes?
I don't think it was a post-credit.
Yeah, it was a post-credit.
It was the first one, and then the second one was them
like,
seeing...
Oh, it's Immortus and Pharaoh Jones
Yeah, that's right.
Did you say Pharaoh Kevin?
And then there was Business Kang.
Pharaoh Kevin and Business Kang.
King Bob's
he's there. Banana.
I understand why people give a shit about recasting. Like, remember, I don't know, when Speed 2 came out and they're like, Keanu Reeves ain't doing this.
Yeah.
So whatever, who cares? We just got some rando.
It's fine, whatever.
Weird. Recasting is weird because it used to be a big deal because people would see movies based on the actors that are in the movie.
Yeah,
but now that doesn't happen so much because every single thing on the internet's like the death of the Hollywood star.
Yeah.
They don't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Which would imply that people don't care now. Mm-hmm. But then if it's a comic book movie, they're like, if you're going to recast, there better be an in-universe reason for it.
It's like when, all of the Skrull shit came out and the multiverse shit came out.
Yeah.
And they were like, when Dingus was recast in like Iron Man 2.
Brody was recast
from Terrence Howard to the guy.
Don Cheadle.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Yeah, and they're like, well, it's a Skrull.
Yeah, well, so many people they were like, oh, he was a Skrull, or oh, he was from an alternate universe or whatever.
No, he just figured out math and it created a wormhole.
You have one apple, I have one apple, I give you an apple, I don't have zero apples, zero doesn't work.
There were always two apples.
Yeah, see, you got changed into an award-winning actor.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happens.
Shakespearean trained or whatever, Don Cheadle, that's what he became, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, it happens when you solve math.
But what it feels like...
I feel bad for Don Cheadle. It seems
being in
the MCU's made him very tired.
Yeah. It's made everyone tired that's done it for long enough.
Yeah.
And he never even got to be, like...
The guy.
He was always the sidekick, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was just kind of, like, shunted into being a, spoilers, Skrull?
Yeah. You'd know that if you saw Secret Invasion, Jackson.
Well, I'm doing my rewatch,
Jackson,
instead.
You might not, because I barely paid attention to watching that. And so, spoilers.
War Machine.
War Machine Skrull gets shot in the head.
Yeah.
I watched that episode.
Didn't realize.
I was not paying that much attention.
That's awesome.
Was it fairly obvious that was happening? Was it linger?
Yes.
How much did I not pay attention?
Where were you?
I think you would have actively...
made a sandwich.
Yeah.
If you got
went
up and
outside.
Made a sandwich, yeah, you could have missed it. But it was in, I would say, in the finale.
Yeah.
In probably the tensest scene. Second tensest
Here's
scene.
Here's what
finale.
I remember. I'll refresh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the president,
mm-hmm.
who's played by a handsome man.
Yeah.
Okay.
President Ritson.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know why I remember that.
He's
name.
In hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And. Coleman.
Mm-hmm, Olivia.
That's the one. She's like, hey.
She's the descendant of Union Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Whom? Don't tell me.
Fucking, not from Secret Invasion, from the comic books. You know Union Jack.
You know, he's a guy dressed up like a Union Jack.
Is he Britain Captain America?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's in a hospital gurney,
yeah.
And he was like, before that, give me your gun or something. And then she's like, hey, we need to move the president.
Don Cheadle moves the president. Then she comes out. Maybe another guy is there with a gun.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Nick Fury.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Wow.
So he's there. There's a gunfight a bit. And then
okay,
Don Cheadle is maybe hiding behind the gurney.
Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle.
Okay.
He's hiding. Don Cheadle.
Yeah, he's hiding behind a gurney that has the president in it and that other guy, Nick Furums.
Yeah, you know.
He's like, hey, he's Skrull. Maybe you're going to bomb Russia? Hey,
okay,
stop for a bit.
This would have been a big
maybe,
sandwich.
Maybe shoot
Don Cheadle.
Rhodes. He's a Skrull. Then.
Blank, 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 credits.
Blank, blank, blank. Fight between Captain Marvel, but not Captain Marvel, and Skrull, but not Captain Marvel.
Gaia and Gravik.
Yep.
I have seen this.
She become Mantis.
Yep.
She's like, sleep. That was the last I saw of those two.
Then there's a little bit just after that where
they disappeared off somewhere.
He fell asleep and they just left. Although, that would be a fair assumption because Nick Fury does just leave. They're
good.
Like, oh my god, Earth's fucked up now. And he's like, I gotta go back to space. And then he kisses his Skrull wife while she's still a Skrull.
That's good stuff.
And then the
I'll fill in some blanks for this.
You. And then the president is like, we hate aliens, war on aliens. And then Miss Marvel that isn't Miss Marvel, but Game of Thrones Marvel.
Yeah.
Gaia.
Khaleesi. Yeah, sure. Khaleesi Marvel. She's like, I'm on the lam? And then Olivia Colman? No. Union Jack just said that.
Yeah,
Olivia Colman. Okay. Yeah. She was like, hey, work for me.
Farnsworth or something?
Farnsworth. Yeah, sure. She's like,
good
come work.
News, everyone.
Good news, you're working for me. And they go to an underground somewhere, and there's a lot of people having a sleep. And she's like, the Skrulls are bigger than we expected. And I went, what? And I think I just turned it off. So that's my memory of the finale of Secret Invasion.
All right.
How on the money was I?
That's awesome.
It's like, I would say that it's the equivalent of you've watched it on Mew. And tried to figure it out. I'd also got face blindness.
You okay?
So
what bits did he miss?
So the thing with President Ritson and when Rhodey gets shot in the head.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Is that
in the head?
Yeah, it's literally through
that's
the head.
Crazy.
You see
wow.
it? That's
wow.
That's the one thing that Secret Invasion does
wow.
different to the rest of the MCU is it does just show the violence.
That's pretty cool.
So yeah, Ritson is being
register.
They're like the hospital's under attack because Ritson. This is going to tie into previous episodes, so this will be tricky.
Okay.
The Skrull's plan is to pretty much make World War III happen.
Right.
Because they can withstand radiation and human beings cannot.
Okay.
Open so
if, yeah, if Earth gets Oppenheimer'd, if the chain reaction simply does not stop,
Oppenheimer. Einstein lost his hat.
Let it go.
Windy day for Einstein. That's what they should have called that movie.
So,
are you gonna go see
Russia?
Bob and Hindi Day for Einstein? Is there a gas leak in the studio today? Go on. Okay,
I'll start talking about Zadiac again, and we'll be back. So, Ritson was attacked in the UK by Russia, I think.
Okay,
or in Russia by the UK. Anyway,
yeah, he was in Russia because they were going to talk to the Russian.
And they're like, oh my god, Russia has attacked America. Mm. And then Ritson's in hospital recovering from that.
Mm-hmm.
Rhodey's like, we got to move you out of this room because the hospital's under attack. And Nick Fury, when Ritson had been administered, says, don't trust Rhodey. So in the hallway, when they're moving the president, so he's in a hospital bed.
Yeah.
Olivia Colman pops up, pulls a gun on Rhodey, who then pulls a gun on Olivia Colman. The people that are pulling the guns on each other is confusing.
Okay.
I might be a bit wrong. Nick Fury rolls in and is like, President, call off the attacks. It was a false flag.
Yeah.
If you nuke Russia, that'll be the end of the world. And Rhodey's like, don't trust this man. I fired him. That happened in the first episode.
Okay, I think I saw that.
And then there's like a tense standoff. And then they get the upper hand and shoot Rhodey. He turns into the Skrull. And the president's like, whew, I almost fucked the world.
Yeah, hot dog.
So that's why Rhodey gets shot in the head.
Okay.
It's in a standoff.
Who are the sleeping people?
You see, that's one of the parts of the episode that I... Because, look, I did also get up. Well, it's a 35-minute episode, but it was hard to stay seated.
Well, you get hungry.
It's such a bad show.
I get it. You're hungry. You want to make a sandwich.
Yeah, it's like all of the... Because you saw Falcon and Winter Soldier, yeah?
Yeah. You know I saw the first two episodes of... Or maybe the first episode of Secret Invasion, too.
You know how... Falcon and Winter Soldier has moments where the pacing kind of falls off and it just gets really boring.
Yeah.
Secret Invasion is that the whole time.
Imagine that, but the show.
That's bad.
Very boring and kind of like it just hammers you over the head with like the same thing. And then like something slightly different happens and you're like, am I meant to be surprised? But I don't care.
Yeah. Like, you know, in She-Hulk?
Yeah.
Where at the end, they're like, she starts almost kind of bringing the point where it's like, why is in every end of a Marvel... Yeah.
It looks bad.
We have to introduce a
new guy and then the big CGI fight.
Yeah.
And it's also like, it's a villain of like the hero.
Yeah.
And then they just do it.
Yeah, in Secret Invasion, Gravik gets tricked by Gaia to make them both into Super Skrulls.
Weird play by Fury. Here's this vial that can make you into Super Skrulls. You take it. Make sure Gravik takes it too. I'm hoping you win. Because if you don't,
I fucked it. That's
50-50 chance, I guess.
In the fight, they're matched because they have exactly the same. So, yeah.
And the blood is from, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's the Battle for Earth that was in Endgame.
Because it's not just the Avengers, it's also Thanos'
but
blood
so
and all of the guys.
The blood, because I've seen the clip that's posted around a lot, or it's like five.
Really, so just for that, it's really cool because Eben Moore, you might not remember him, but he was like a he could move shit in telekinesis, whatever. Anyway, his rings are apparently part of his genetic makeup. It's very funny. She gets his hand and it has rings on it.
Black Widow's superhero landing is part of her DNA.
That's stupid.
Rax's tattoos?
It's funny because... Anyway, I'll get to what I was going to say, but it's funny because as somebody who recently watched Black Widow, but has still yet to watch Shang-Chi...
You'll get that.
Your phase 4 rewatch is done and our listeners...
Well, hit a pretty bad hurdle. Straight away. Anyway, in Black Widow, you got one of the characters, obviously, is Taskmaster. And they're like, Taskmaster has mastered the moves of the Avengers. But because the Avengers moves are like nothing, they're pretty boring in the MCU. It's not like she does anything spectacular. At one point she goes, like, puts her hands together and does the Black Panther, like, blade finger thing.
Yeah.
And she throws a shield. But like, so they've already done the mistake of being like, they have the power of the Avengers. It's boring. This is a boring thing to see. But
Gaia is smart because she realizes that if they just keep using physical attacks of the Avengers, they're evenly matched. And because they also have extremis, which means they can heal. So then...
Wait, how does, I guess, this guy die?
Well, he gets a blast shot through his guts, like a Captain Marvel blast. Why can't he heal? I don't know.
Okay. I like that when, this is what I was going to say, is that she's like, I'm going to use Drax's DNA for his power, which is just the arms Drax was born with.
That's not
a superpower. Mm. You could have picked any one of Drax's species that had worked out.
They've got Hulk and Abomination's DNA. Abomination wasn't even there.
That's so dumb. Isn't Thanos' DNA part of it too? Just become Thanos. He fucked up the Avengers multiple times.
Yeah.
I guess then the other guy had become Thanos.
But is Thanos that powerful without the rings?
Yeah,
he's like a huge fucking guy.
Doesn't he beat the shit out of someone with no things?
He flips Loki around a bunch.
He has one thing at that point.
At that point, he's got like one. Do we ever really see him fighting folks without?
No, he's in that chair for most of the time. Yeah.
Because he gets a stone and then he's like,
when he fucking comes to Earth the last time in Endgame.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Doesn't have any stones then, maybe?
No, because then who can recall, dude? There's so many movies.
Yeah, dude.
I guess Loki season 2. Yeah. It certainly looks visually nicer, I think, than any other MCU show.
That's fair.
Other than maybe WandaVision beginning.
Yeah.
You know, like you could say...
Or the first episode of Ms. Marvel before they abandoned that too.
Yeah. You could say that Loki has a unique style.
Or you could say it's Doctor Who set in Bioshock.
Yes, you could say that.
Are they doing Vision Quest?
I don't know what that is.
Joel Zammert.
Or did I get Joel tricked Zammert, by Joel briefly Zammert. Glancing at
they
Roman 10?
Do is this anything?
Is this like that time you saw the ants in Ant-Man and thought the swarm was coming?
Well, the swarm is coming.
Oh, that's true. Zaniac
swarm.
Zaniac is a swarm.
And
good point.
Not the annihilation wave. It's Zaniac wave. There he is.
Yeah.
It's hard to say what they're going to do with anything because it's come out that special presentations are done.
Yeah, that's funny.
Which is crazy because I felt that they were good.
Yeah.
Which, wasn't there just Werewolf by Night and
Christmas?
Christmas special. Yeah. There was
so
there's
60
so
minute
funny.
Specials that they could have easily turned something like Moon Knight into.
Yeah, yeah.
Done.
Well, like, and Secret Invasion, to be honest.
Yeah,
Secret Invasion could have been. You could have taken the. The last episode probably should have been the first episode.
Yes.
Because there is a 90-second moment in the last episode that should have been the show.
That's so funny.
So basically
I remember this bit.
So what happens, and this is part that Joel Zammert, he may have been on his third sandwich for this
part. Hey, they got Shooter McGavin. I was like, no, Shooter McGavin.
Who the fuck is Shooter McGavin?
He was a Skrull.
Yeah.
That doesn't help me.
He was trying to buy Happy Gilmore's grandma's house.
In Happy Gilmore?
Yeah, Shooter McGavin.
Shooter McGavin! Oh, no.
But then he loses the putting contest at the end, and Happy gets the house back, and Shooter McGavin sucks shit. Yeah. And then he's in this, and he's a Skrull. Yeah. He's on Fox News.
Whoa.
And he gets shot on live TV.
Whoa!
He turns into a Skrull.
That's
full on. And then they get like...
They kill the UK president, who's not a Skrull.
Yeah.
The UK president?
Prime Minister.
Is it the Prime Minister or Secretary? Of something.
Oh, maybe it's a secretary or something. Yeah. Because the Prime Minister is a Skrull, I think.
Because, someone just guns down a politician from in the UK.
So,
Ritson,
the setup in this for this 90-second clip that's awesome that is immediately followed by Nick Fury leaving Earth is that Ritson's like, aliens tried to kill me. They're hiding amongst us.
Yeah.
We need to do something about it. So groups of vigilantes form and start gunning people down. But occasionally they get it wrong and they're not killing a Skrull. They're just killing a guy that is suspicious.
Yeah.
So you get them killing Shooter McGavin on live TV.
Was a Skrull.
Was a Skrull.
Nailed it.
That looks like that was like special forces though. That looks like that was a hit performed by a government.
Yeah, it could have been. Could have been.
But we don't know. It's 90-second one though.
And then
we get another hit on someone that... Oh no. Then it's... them shooting a UK politician who isn't a Skrull. Then it's a Skrull fighting back and killing the vigilantes. And this is all over Nick Fury being like, Ritson, I was glad that I helped you until you made that hateful speech. And now you fucked everything up. And then that scene's immediately followed by the people on the ground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who are they?
I think
they have naps.
They're either more Skrulls or more people that were... I think it's more Skrulls.
More Skrulls because like
it was... No, because underground in Chernobyl.
Yeah, I saw this bit.
The underground in Chernobyl, because that's where they were keeping Rhodes and that.
Oh, I didn't
like
see
like the original
this bit.
Like people that were like, you know, possessing but turned into. I think maybe this is like all the other people that they had kidnapped.
Yeah,
they were keeping alive.
Yeah,
and then they'd assume their identity. Why were they keeping them alive?
Yeah, they can't make new memories, so it doesn't make any sense. And they're fine with killing, so it would have... Anyway,
I was a Skrull.
Yeah. Easy.
I'd become Ron Jeremy and claim that I'd come back to life.
I don't think that's a good idea.
If you're competent, there's a lot of cases that are about to hit you pretty soon. You have done some awful, awful things.
You're about to spend your new life in court.
And then hopefully
in
jail. And fingers crossed the chair. Whoops.
Should have picked a different porno guy that doesn't suck.
I'm going to put John Holmes. He had a dick so big the mafia killed him.
I'm back from the dead. Then the mafia kill you again.
Your dick's still huge?
Yes.
Is it true that you can't actually achieve an erection and everyone that says that they fucked you was like fucking putty?
Yes. My penis goes flaccid, 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 and then the tip's hard.
Oh, is that... good?
No.
I would have assumed it would be flaccid at the tip, hard at the base.
No, it's
and then...
crazy, dude. I've seen videos of him fucking. It's like balls. Mm-hmm. Flaccid but thick cock.
Mm-hmm.
So it's droopy, kind of like a mace.
Mm-hmm.
And then erect end.
Yeah, I would have gone flaccid.
I think it's the weight thing is what does it, because it's so heavy at one end that it kind of droops. Yeah. Anyway, dude, he's crazy.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. Come back as that guy. Fuck Ron Jeremy. Yeah. Unless I come back as Ron Jeremy and get the chair. No, because I'm getting the chair for his crimes.
He's already dead.
Yeah.
I guess then, come back as John Holmes. I mean, I don't know. He got killed by the mafia, so I don't know. How good could he be?
Yeah.
It's dangerous to come back as a porn star. Yeah.
Johnny Sins, man?
Probably.
Fuck.
Who did Dallas? I'll come back as them.
Debbie?
I'm Debbie. Okay. I'm going to do Dallas again.
All right.
I think Debbie did do Dallas again.
Okay, I'll do it a third time.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Swings for the fences for Loki season 2.
Oh, yeah, right.
I don't fucking know.
Owen Wilson's a Skrull. I don't know.
Let's see. We actually get to glimpse the living tribunal.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But wasn't that established they were fake?
Yeah. So we get the real ones.
Oh.
But I don't think there is a real one.
What?
Swings for the fences. Okay. Can do anything in a swing for the fences.
Well, that's true. I did just say that Mobius is a Skrull.
Yeah.
They'll be prey. I guess because it is Loki and Loki's the main person. But I was gonna say they better fucking pray that they've got a cameo in this, because people are dying for a cameo.
Thor cameo. That'll be my swing for the fences.
That's probably not a bad call, because Thor's got bad blood at the moment. So if they make him cameo in this in like a silly role, but like not Taika Waititi silly.
Yeah, it felt like the end of this, the last like two episodes, Thor is part of the like Thor Loki.
You know what?
Sylvie trio. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say they're going to have a Hela cameo, because I think that a Hela cameo.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that reminding everyone of Ragnarok is smart.
It's a good idea.
I think you guys are barking up the wrong god tree.
Yeah.
Hercules cameo.
Oh!
Roy Kent.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's so funny, dude.
Our Ted Lasso cameo.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Hey, let's play a game.
The believe sign will be in Loki.
Yeah.
Let's play a game before we wrap up.
Okay.
Who are we never seeing again in the MCU? Who is gone for good?
This one hurts me the most, but it's the most obvious. Yeah. Say goodbye to the Eternals.
Yeah.
They ain't never coming back.
So, yeah,
I guess if I'm going to get more specific.
No Star Fox.
If I'm getting more specific, Harry Styles is never coming back.
Yes.
Not only did everyone hate Eternals, everyone hates him.
Mm, yeah, everyone was like, hey, we like Harry Styles. This film, though, you suck.
Hey, don't worry, darling. It's me, Harry Styles.
I'm going to run through a million different British accents. That's what he sounds like when he's acting. I don't know why. You have a British accent. Don't do them all.
I need you to be British, Harry. What kind of British? All of them.
Oh, chip, whoa, chip, cheerio then, Governor.
They've never prepared for me this in music school. Or I'll do my best.
I'll do every accent there is.
Don't even worry about that. We're in a computer. Oh, spoilers, but don't worry, darling.
They're in a computer.
Wow, it's like a full-on episode of Black Mirror.
Don't worry, darling, is like if a Black Mirror episode went for 2 hours and was boring.
That's
some
very
of
funny.
Them do.
Oh, no. I stopped after they stopped being British, because Netflix tried to make
them... They made them horror recently. One's about a werewolf.
Yeah, isn't that like Red Mirror or something?
Yeah.
I think Black Mirror is going to stop being Black Mirror and start becoming Red Mirror, which is going to be like a horror anthology.
I like Guillermo del Toro's Curious Cabinet or whatever that show
was. That was all right. That was pretty cool.
What's in his cupboard?
You know, spooky.
There was a rat hole.
Rat one was awesome. All right.
I like that one set in the 70s with the egg.
Didn't get to that one yet, but alright.
It's probably the best one. It had what's his face, who played the man in black in Westworld as like a 70s guy who had an egg. Anyway, I reckon Hercules is not coming back. Good.
So yeah, Star Fox, Hercules.
Yeah. What about Klee?
Klee will come back because they're gonna need to do something. I don't think they want to get rid of Doctor Strange yet.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, it's kind of hard to hand wave away the end of Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Because it's kind of a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Trying to think of any of the Avengers that are still alive and doing stuff.
Jeremy Renner. Oh, no. Hawkeye will come back.
Yeah.
I guess a cameo, maybe.
Yeah.
Vision.
Vision will come back.
Yeah.
I reckon Vision will be in Deadpool.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. What about Scarlet Witch?
Yeah, she'll also be in Deadpool.
But she's so reluctant to return.
Do you listen? We did a whole fucking episode on this.
We did.
Yeah. Eternals, no. Can we see the last of Ant-Man?
No.
Nah, Ant-Man will be back. But I don't think we're going to get an Ant-Man 4.
Ever. Oh, Eternity's kid. Or yeah. Actually Eternity. I don't know.
Who?
Exactly.
Thor's little girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Gone. No. Gone for good.
Offhanded reference the next time we see Thor.
Yeah, I lost her.
Don't know where she went. I'm a bad day.
Everyone's really concerned, but Thor breezes.
Yeah.
Did Thor just say he lost his kid?
I guess any of the kids, right?
Yeah. Drax.
Yeah, Drax, probably seen the last of.
Yeah.
Unless James Gunn comes back to Marvel.
Mm, yeah, which he might.
He could do.
Everyone about 2 years ago would be like, well, he's done with Marvel. Yeah. Nope.
No.
2 years changed a lot.
Yeah. I was going to say, Star-Lord's done, but no, he will.
Star-Lord's back.
Probably ends up being an Avenger or something.
Yeah.
Star-Lord will be back. Yeah. Mantis will probably be back. I reckon Gamora probably comes back too. And I reckon that Gamora and Star-Lord do the thing that we thought that Volume Guardians. 3 was going to do.
That's
a shame.
Yeah, of course.
I think Nebula comes back too. Karen Gillan's probably not the most expensive person in the world, and she seems to still genuinely like
have
doing
a good
it.
Time. Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
It's because she did the thing that every person in either a Star Wars or an MCU should do because it makes you tough.
Yeah.
She was a main character in Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Everyone, you just get screamed at if you're in that show.
Get hit by the fandom fucking tidal wave every day.
Jodie Whittaker could weather a fucking real life
nuclear blast.
She should have been Oppenheimer. No. She's bulletproof.
Yeah,
now.
It's true.
Oppenheimer, you wanna stay in the shed? I see you walking out. Why are you? You really shouldn't look directly. Oh, you are. Okay,
this is like a shower to me.
Drop the bomb.
you're so close to it. Yeah. I know. Give me the button. I'll do it on purpose.
Rory from Doctor Who, can't remember his name. He should have played Hercules.
Then he'd be back. Yeah. Hercules is gone for good.
Yeah, though. I'm trying to.
Hulk's son.
No, Scar's coming back.
Scar will be back.
We just fucked up haircut.
They fucked his hair right off.
It depends when
whatever
he comes back.
Whatever, bro, it's your life. Every time I see him, I think of that meme of the guy being like, what the fuck did they do to your hair? To that little kid. And the little kid's just staring at him like, what's happening? And they're like, they fucked your shit up, bro, man. You probably be looking fine till they came at you. Whatever, bro, it's your life. And the little kid's just so confused. It looks like he's on the verge of tears. It's the best video in the world. And I think about it every time I see Cigar.
Cigar?
Whatever. Hulk's son, Cigar.
I think Scar has fucked up. Pair if he comes back in like a She-Hulk related thing, but if his next appearance is in like a World War Hulk, no, he'll have normal hair. They'll just give him a crew cut.
Yeah,
any of Isaiah Bradley?
Captain America 4.
We seen that?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, I think that all of that will.
That was all. Captain America 4
to try and make that stuff good, rather than just the promise.
That's so optimistic. That's so optimistic, given what we've had recently.
Yeah,
I mean, nothing is connected recently, so none of the teasers should come back.
True. Nothing relates to anything else.
What's his name? The guy who's in Matrix.
Ghost?
Neo.
Neo's dad, but not dad.
Lawrence Fishburne?
Yeah, him. Yeah, we ain't seeing him again.
What was he?
He's the
Ant-Man 2.
Yeah.
He become big.
Goliath. He was the original Goliath. That's right. Yeah, he's not coming back.
He ain't coming back.
Neither are Ant-Man's parents or whatever.
Why?
Michael Douglas ain't coming back. Unless they kill him.
Unless they kill him, right there, front and center.
Knife in his throat. Yeah!
End my shit.
Yeah.
They should have just used... Think in back of it.
Mads Mikkelsen ain't coming back.
No, whenever
he's a mindless one anyway.
Yeah.
It's crazy that they've made these decisions for Phase 4.
Yeah.
Oh,
Loki makes sense.
Yeah.
Because, like, they should have just done the Loki thing or the Hawkeye thing, which is, like, it's still a sequel to the thing you know, but it's also, like, a refresh at the same time.
Yeah.
What the fuck did they do Ant-Man for?
Don't know.
Who can say that?
Mordo? Oh,
yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah, no more Mordo.
He ain't coming
well,
back.
He got killed in a deleted scene.
Yeah,
so that's as rough
that's
as it gets.
Pretty final.
Yeah, oh, this thing up was a big, but never mind.
Yeah.
Wanda cut his head off.
That's funny.
What about this? This is maybe a big call, but I'm going to stand by it. Aquaman. I mean, not Aquaman, Namor.
Oh, yeah. That actor's also in legal trouble.
He's done.
Namor's done.
We're never seeing Atlantis again.
No.
Yeah. No. Atlantis will go the way of the big marble baby.
I think the reveals now may get exciting for me because I will be shocked that anyone's back.
Yeah.
I think... swing for the fence in terms of who's coming back, who's not. Mm. I reckon in terms of acting-wise, like actors, probably not many, because I reckon we're going to get a giant time jump.
Whoa.
I think we're going to get a soft reboot.
Yeah.
Time jump.
After and Secret
then,
War.
Yeah. And then we're going to get like Black Panther's kid as the new Black Panther, and they're going to age that up. So whatever that is, what, 10, 20 years?
No. Yeah. I think, 15? Oh, you can tie it into Secret War. They all go to fucking Battle Earth or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah. Battle World. Yeah,
Battlefield Earth. Yeah, John Travolta's there, and it's all Dutch angles.
You're right.
That's a good reference. Everyone loves talking about Battlefield Earth in 2023.
Yeah, dude.
They'll be like, oh my God, well, their Earth's been aged 20 years.
No, but you're right, because...
Also, we all died.
Yeah, because so many of the, like, passing the torch characters are too young and not anyone enough to hold a film, you know, just by themselves or whatever.
I think they expected the brands to carry a lot of this, but guess what? Good casting carried the movies.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know why Iron Man became successful? Because of Robert Downey Jr., not Iron Man. And that's just been true across every fucking movie. Mm-hmm. So there you go. But I'm excited for Zaniac.
Zaniac will be back.
Oh, yeah.
Zaniac's back. A lock.
Zaniac's a lock. Yeah. Back from... Zaniac will be back after their appearance in Logan.
Okay. He hasn't been, like, accidentally sprinkled through the rest of
there hasn't
been
any Zaniac teasers
I think it would be
I'm...
fucking awesome if they're like, okay, Kang, Jonathan Majors, a little controversial, Zaniac. We're pivoting right now.
I reckon you cast Topher Grace as Zaniac.
Good choice. I thought it was... Anyway.
Who did I claim before?
Matt Lillard.
Matthew Lillard's also a good choice.
Well, he's Wolf Johnson or whatever his name was.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Whoa!
That's good. Also ties into the Scooby-Doo alumni.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of my Scoobies.
Yeah, all the Scooby characters come back.
Jason Schwartz.
Scooby-Doo could do it.
Scooby-Doo could do it. Fred Flintstone, maybe?
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Yabba-dabba, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Anyway, Loki season 2. It could be returned to form. I'm optimistic about the MCU. Movies are awesome. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS boys. Almost the Baseless boys, which we also are.
And his boy, Alroy.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.